At the Tulsa State Fair, we're talking to the owner of the Grand Champion Steer, Baylor Bonham. Baylor, we've talked a couple of times down through the years about some of your awards and championships. This is your third Grand Champion Steer at Tulsa. Tell me about this year's steer.
Well, his name is Deuce Deuce because his number is 22, and he's really special. His personality is really cool. When you go out there in the mornings to get him to put him up, you don't even have to go out in his pen. You just open it up and he comes out. This thing just has been a cool one ever since we got him in. He shows good. He acts good. He eats good. I mean, he really does all the things you really need to do to win.
Right. Now, unique position for you this year. You had the top two crossbreds. That was a kind of an unusual.
Yes, sir. Going into the class, I knew it was going to be tough, and I knew which one I wanted to show because that other one's a little waspy, and I kind of went with a better personality one, but I really didn't know what calf I liked better in terms of quality. I liked them both pretty good.
I guess that was one of my questions. You know, did you think the judge picked the right one?
Yes, sir. I mean, this one here has always been my favorite, and I think he combined a little more extras than the other one did, but the other one's certainly pretty good, don't get me wrong.
Three grand champions here. You've won at OYE. You've won in Denver. Quite a career. You've been showing the cattle for quite a few years now.
Yes, sir. Like, this is actually my ninth time to show at Tulsa, and I've been reserved twice up here. So 5 years I've been in the top two. It's really special that I have a dad that does this for a living and goes out and buys and sells and trades calves. I mean, I'm truly blessed to be able to be surrounded by such a good crowd and help me along the way. And I've been very successful, and I'm really, really thankful.
I know that we hear a lot of the young folks that are at the top end of the premium sales, like here in down Oklahoma City, talk about, you know, you've got the hopes for, you know, paying for college education. You're way down the road on that.
Yes, sir. Just being able to come out on top on several of these shows is really going to help towards college, and then I donate 10% of my winnings back to my church there in my hometown. So everything that I win goes into helping for college too.
I know that this is considered in a lot of ways a sport, you know, as far as, you know, you got competitive sports in high school and everything, but this is very competitive as well, and a lot of lessons to be learned. What do you think you've learned?
I would say responsibility more than anything. I mean, these things are like humans. You got to take care of them night and day. And when you get out of school, I mean, it's just bam, to the grindstone. I mean, I used to play basketball, and I had to kind of give that up because I used to miss, and then I wouldn't be on time for practice because I'd have to be putting steers up. I mean, nobody really at my school understands how much of a big deal this is, but it's all right because, I mean, I've learned so much from it. I've learned responsibility. I've learned how to become a better person and just meet tons of people. And I think that's where my career is going to be, is somewhere in ag. And knowing all these people is really going to help me out down the road.
So what year in school are you?
I'm a senior this year, so this is my last time.
So as you kind of reflect back, I guess it's a lot of great memories.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can't even tell you how many great memories I've had. I mean, every show is special to me. And this Tulsa State Fair, I mean, I love coming to it. I mean, when we put these things in the cooler this summer, it really gets me excited just knowing how tough it's going to be in the competition. And I just love doing it.
Thank you, Baylor. Baylor Bonham from the Newcastle FFA, the Grand Champion Market Steer, shown by Baylor again here in 2018. He had the top steer in 2017 as well at the Tulsa State Fair. And Thursday evening, the first animal out into the sale ring at the Ringmasters Junior Livestock Auction, being led by Baylor Bonham.
Get a bit 30,000. Thanks what you did do, and I sold the Grand Champion Steer for $30,000, and we're going to help you out there on that.
$30,000 for the Grand Champion steer in Tulsa, same number that was seen in both 2017 and 2016 as well. The other Grand Champions on Thursday evening, J.C. Cantrell, a young 4-H'er from Ripley Schools, 9 years old, Grand Champion Market Barrow at the Top Hampshire in the show, going for $12,000. Jonna Stottlemyre, Luther FFA, had the Grand Champion Market Lamb, the Top Crossbred. It also went for $12,000. Addie Schneenberger from Carnegie 4-H had the Grand Champion Market Goat. It sold for $10,000. And the Grand Champion Broiler Pen of Three, shown by Landon Harmon from Perry FFA, $2,500. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.